This is WTKY AM and FM, WKWY Tompkinsville, and WVFB Salina.
Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity once again. Well, they just keep coming in the door. Girls, you'll have to find you a chair around here. Look. Good morning, everyone. We just had a couple of latecomers come in. But we have this morning, we have Coach Matt Walker from over at the high school. And we've got six players. And six of his players here this morning going to talk about last year's basketball season, and plus anything else we want to talk about, future for some of them, some ones that are leaving and moving on out of high school, and some stuff like that. Been a great year for athletics here at Clay County High School, beginning, of course, with the football team in the fall, and then our two basketball teams that made it to the state tournament, and then we've got softball and baseball cranking up, and I know we've got at least one softball player here today. We might let her talk a little bit about that, and I think their season is just maybe getting ready to crank up today if it don't rain them out. But with that, like I said, before we get back serious business, I'd like to welcome everyone in. And, of course, if you're listening, you know we come on every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock live and in living color on your radio dial, which is WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And then this will be rebroadcast this evening on the same spot on your FM dial at 6 o'clock. So there's a second chance. And also, our shows are saved and streamed on the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper site. So we've got all those things going for us. And also, we'd, of course, like to thank the folks that make this possible here each Thursday morning, the Three-Star Committee and our Chamber of Commerce, and, of course, all the great folks that help this show stay here with us by sponsoring on it. And if you'd like to become a sponsor, I know there's a special deal for folks that would like to help sponsor the Clay County Corner. And with that, I think we'll just stop for a minute, let work in a few words from our sponsors, come back, and we'll jump right into girls basketball. We'll be right back. I guess it's all right to still say girls, isn't it? Okay.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. It's great to be here this morning. I just reminiscing some of my old stuff with the girls here. I know it's been a pleasant year in basketball here in Salina, to say at least a very pleasant year. young ladies and young gentlemen both had a great year. I know Coach Walker wanted to come on last week while it was still a bit fresher, but these girls, they were all on spring break and had to go to Florida or somewhere or another and get out of town and get away. So he kindly agreed to round them all up this morning. And I know that you all really hated to leave school and miss class for an hour, didn't you? I mean, that's a heartbreaker. I'm surprised they didn't make you bring your Chromebooks with you and do distance learning while you're up here. But it's a pleasure having you all here with me this morning. And, of course, first off, Coach Walker, introduce yourself to us and tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, my name is Matt Walker. This is my fifth year here. I was at Hermitage Springs coaching some junior high ball before that, and I've had most of these girls since they was in third and fourth grade playing some travel ball. So we've been around together for a while now.
Okay, we could jump on that subject just a little bit. I know that you worked in travel ball forever, but since I helped start this stuff, golly, back in the late 70s and early 80s, high school coaches at that time could participate and enter their entire teams. But now they've kind of changed that and kind of shoved you guys in the background a little bit, haven't they, the high school coaches?
Well, your team can still play, but you just can't have anybody affiliated with the school as far as coaching goes.
Okay, and I know at one time they tried to limit the number of teammates that could be on a travel team. Is that still in effect, or can it be any?
No, your whole team can play together. It just can't be coached by your school.
Okay, I know at one time they had limited like three players from the same
high
school.
That is for whenever school starts back. That is for the fall league type.
Okay.
That's just three players from the school team.
So they still have some regulations in them.
Yes.
They kind of took it away from the high school coaches, and golly, look what it's turned into.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish sometimes I might have stayed with that and got out of high school coaching back about 20, 30 years ago. But I just saw a thing. I know where the travel team that some of our boys are playing on, that they're having a big thing down in Atlanta this weekend, and there's, I think, 117 teams in that age bracket, and you look over there and you say, entry fee, $450. And this is just the 16-year-old, $450 times 117. This is big-time money, isn't it, Coach?
Well, then they charge the college coaches to come
right.
watch. The parents to come watch. Even the colleges that's recruiting, like I said, they got to pay just for...
Right, you got to buy a package from
yep.
them. And like I said, then they were starting, like, I don't know, down junior high and had 60 and 70 teams in each one of us. So we're talking, you know, a couple, 300 teams and $500 a pop. And I think last year they had video discs.
Yeah.
And the coaches had to buy video discs if they wanted to see someone.
You think we could set one of those up here in Salina?
Well...
charge teams to them?
We started doing this, golly, Coach, I guess about 1970-something here. But when we had our first, we had a group called the Upper Cumberland AAU teams, and started basically with just our junior high. This ain't your talk about me. Let's talk about, get back to you. Your background, you're originally from?
From Pickett County.
From Pickett County. Your family always lived up there?
Yeah, they've always been there, and... come here in 2011, 2012. That was my first season at Hermitage Springs, and I was there coaching a lot of the younger ones, boys. I was coaching boys at Hermitage Springs, and I've about filtered off those guys now. I think Eli's the last really.
That's one of those. Well, that was pretty good to quit on.
Pretty good group to.
And I can remember years ago there were some young men walkers on the Pickett County team were good basketball players. Is that part of your family or different?
No, different group.
Okay. I do remember a couple of stick out with pretty good basketball
yeah.
players. And since you're now here, this is your fifth season,
mm-hmm.
and your overall record now here is, you don't know, do you?
103-51-something.
You count those when
there.
You start counting those up when you get ready to quit. Don't worry about them right now. But this year's basketball season, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, kind of what these girls went through, what you went through. We're beginning at the end of school last year. You know, what you ran into this summer and what you normally would do and what you wound up having to do.
Well, normally, you know, we would have some. A lot of practice, you know, starting right there at the end of May. We'd be getting ready for summer camp, and we'd play 20 or 30 games over the course of the summer, you know, and then we'd have some open gyms and shoot quite a bit in the summer and then come in and get ready for the season. And through COVID, everything's kind of changed. You know, I didn't really even see the girls, you know, from March 14th or whatever date it was that we got out of school. I didn't really see them until, really until, you know, volleyball was over this time.
Okay, now, during all that time, was there any such thing as, say, Katie wanted to go over to the gym an hour a week or a couple hours a week and just, you know, by herself and shoot? Was that possible for the girls to do that, or was it just shut down completely?
Well, there was a small window. It was like 2 or 3 weeks there where we was allowed to get in. You know, the COVID relations had eased, and we was allowed to have groups, I think, up to six or less, whatever the regulations was at that time. We brought them in for a couple weeks in groups of six and let them shoot some. And then once that hit, our floor was being redone. And the floor was redone right up until pretty much the last day before we come back to school. And then once we come back to school, then, you know, all that stuff was shut down because I couldn't have any contact with them as far as that goes. And then somebody else was playing volleyball. So we got about 2 or 3 weeks of shooting is all we got in.
Since our gym now is kind of big time, these girls are missing out on one of the great things that the basketball players used to have to do in the old gym. Every spring, the janitors would come in with the floor, like the floor mopping machines, and put sanding discs on the bottom of those, and they would sand the floor off. And then once they got it sanded off and cleaned up, the basketball players got the pleasure of getting a mop and pouring out the varnish on the floor themselves, and they got to varnish the gym floor. And, you know, it gave them kind of an ownership thing in that old building, which, you know, kept it in pretty good shape because, you know, it came like it was partly theirs then. You know, they had, hey, look what we did. We got this floor all nice and shiny again. But now we got to hire people, don't we?
Yeah.
But I was wondering about, you know, like, you know, instance like that, a single person wanted to come in there and work out during a period like that. Was that allowed, or?
Well, I said for those 2 or 3 weeks, it was.
But no more than that. Not even just one person at the time.
No.
Okay. No, that doesn't seem hardly sensible. But now when it came time for practice, what was practice like when you first started this year?
It was pretty much back to normal by then. You know, they'd already been through a volleyball season, so, you know, the person-to-person contact. You know, we were still kind of up in the air whether it was even going to have a season, though.
That's the point I was getting to there, because you were there practicing every day, and you really didn't know if you were just getting ready for the next season, not the coming up season.
Yeah, we didn't know for sure whether it was going to get to have a season, and then, you know, kind of week by week, especially early on, you know, and then we got to Christmas, and we lost all of our Christmas tournaments.
Right.
Everybody was shutting down for fear of COVID, so, you know, there was some thought that maybe the whole thing was going to wrap up at Christmas, and, you know, I'm just really tickled to be able to do as much as we did.
Well, I would say so. It kind of worked out pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah.
But, and I also, the fans this year, I mean, that I know that this is a year that a lot of fans have kind of felt like they got cheated out of their basketball, because the girls got to play, and in a lot of instances, the number of people that were allowed to watch them play was severely limited, especially when we went on the road. You know, we would, what I think you girls maybe got, what, 2 tickets, one for mom and daddy, and they could come and watch you, and grandma and grandpa couldn't, and all their other fans couldn't. So it didn't just affect the players and the season, but, you know, it affected our entire community, didn't it? But we picked a pretty good way to come back together. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the season that you had, Coach. You want to start with the beginning of the season. How did it start out for us?
Well, when I made the schedule, of course, we're in such a tough league as it is. You know, our district schedule, you've got Clark Range, Pickett, who are always some of the top teams in the state. And then our non-conference schedule, you know, we always play Macon County, who's really good.
Yeah, they were pretty good this year, weren't they?
It was okay.
Maybe won the state tournament,
AA.
Okay.
And the games that I was allowed to schedule, the non-conference schedules, every one of them, and I knew going into it, every team that I scheduled was capable of beating us. You know, your Eaglevilles, your Whitwells, you know, we played an extremely difficult non-conference schedule. Played Oneida, they was very good. And, you know, we was really challenged in our non-conference schedule.
Okay, did we play any, did we play up in any games other than the Macon County this year? Any class 2A people?
Did we, girls?
I don't think we did this year. No, I look, some years that we do. But, you know, that's kind of, you know, kind of a measuring block team. Because you know they're going to be good every year.
Well, not necessarily, you know.
But it also, it's a, sometimes it's a wake-up team, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, some of the, you know, some of the better teams that you play, you know, again, Clark Range, you know, you could put them against anybody, AA, AAA, Macon County the same way. Just because they're not a AAA program, they're probably better than the majority of the AAA
yeah.
programs. You
know, okay.
You've got now, good teams in all classes.
Let's take... It's about quarter. It'll take a few minutes, come back, and we're going to talk about that, the traditional opponents we have here and some of the things we've got to look forward to. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. Okay, now, we've started this year's season. We started off pretty good. Got to have the season. Of course, you're at Clay County this year. We've had fairly decent crowds at most of the ball games. I know there was a few ball games when we had to limit, but most of the time, our side of the gym had quite a few people, and I think... I know these girls will agree that it helps a whole lot when people are over there yelling, screaming, and carrying on for you. But looking on through the season, how do you think this season developed into the season that it did? Was there a turning point somewhere that actually made a big difference in what happened later on?
You know, talking about the crowds, I think we were solid all the way through the season. But I think our boys and girls both, once the governor allowed everybody to come, right there towards the end of the season, I think our boys and girls both really took off when the gym was full again. And that was right before the tournament time. And like I said, both boys and girls, but I think especially the girls, really, really took their play to another level once the crowd got back in.
Okay, now, this year's format of the playoffs, what did you think of that?
Well, I mean, it was obviously beneficial to the higher seeds. I think... Of course, the boys was the one seed, and they held serve, and the girls wound up being the two seed, and we won all the games at home, and then got beat at Clark Range. Of course, that's a huge advantage playing. You know, you don't have to leave the house until state tournament.
Right, right. And the you know, it seems like over the years that special exceptions have always been made for the Clark Range girls. I mean, from the time you've been here, probably you can remember when things like sub-states, in order to be played at a home site, had to be able to have like 750 or 1,000 seat gym before they could play, and Clark Range's gym seats maybe 550 at the most.
That was brought up in our district meeting this year. Is of course, you know, I don't know the exact number, but to host a sub-state game, you're supposed to be able to sit, it's over 1,000. It's like 1,200 or 1,500. You've got to legally be able to sit that many. And then when Clark Range was limiting their attendance, they said they were going to limit it to one-third capacity, and that wound up being 200 and something tickets. And, you know, one of the coaches brought up, well, I thought you seated, you know, 1,800, you know. So I think there's a bit of number fudging going on there.
And I know that's a tough place to play. It is. I mean, it's kind of enclosed. It's crowded. He ain't barely got enough room to get out of bounds to throw the ball in. And I think, of course, our crowd there this year was terribly limited on how many we could get in. And I don't know. I heard someone say that they really didn't allow a whole lot of their folks in either up there. But I know. But we survived them. And you know, that's something. You know, I guess, you know, Clark Range is a thorn in everybody's side here in this. It used to be Jackson County and Clark Range. And going on back further, there's always been, if you girls ever want to do any history, you'll find that if you look at the top 10 girls basketball programs in the state of Tennessee for the last 40 years, you'll find Clark Range, Jackson County, an old school called Rickman, and then maybe a couple more, Pickett, some of those. They're always in there. And, of course, Clay County, Salina High School in Clay County, have been in there the past few years. It's one of the top 10 teams. And there have been years, and I know one year in the boys' basketball, that the top four teams in the state were in this district. And number one and number two got knocked out, and number three and four went to the state tournament. And I think number four won the state tournament that year out of this district. So it's a tough district. And, you know, just to make it out of the district most years is a pretty good feat. But this year we did better than that, didn't we?
We did.
And we had, what was it, a coin flip this year?
It was a coin flip. And that coin flip wound up being really huge. You know, that allowed us to host Pickett at our place instead of traveling, and it allowed us to not play Clark Range until the championship game versus the knockout game. And then, you know, Pickett lost the coin flip and went down to Whitwell and got beat in the first round of the region. So it wound up being a really big coin flip.
Now, of course, we had beaten Whitwell earlier.
We had beat them twice.
We're glad we didn't have to go back and play them again.
Boy, that's a long trip. So, yeah, I'm glad we didn't make it.
And thank you to Clark Range for making us go up there a couple of years ago instead of playing closer to home.
yeah, nobody's real happy about that.
Okay, now, the drawing this year for the state tournament, were you able to attend that drawing?
There was no drawing. Nobody knows. It was just on the computer one day. You know, typically you go down and you pick out your ping pong ball, and you know, you kind of have some control in your fate. And this year it just popped up on the computer one day and said, this is who you're playing.
We have drawn the tournament out for you.
Yes, and you know, that's fine if you're going to say, all right, this region plays this region and so on and so forth, and that's kind of what we expected for the boys. You know, we kind of thought that it would be this region versus this region, but it wasn't the same for the boys either, so nobody knows,
you know, and
how
it,
the parents got there.
It kind of looked like somebody somewhere along the line decided to give the underdog a chance to be in the finals of the state tournament. I mean, it'd be kind of blunt. I mean, that's kind of what it looked like, didn't it? Boys and girls both, because the top one of the brackets was absolutely on paper loaded with the top teams, and then the bottom half was just a little bit weaker, supposedly. But
and there was no accountability. There was no TSSAA said we're going to draw at this time. It just popped up and said, this is who you're playing.
Well, now, see, at one time, Coach, this was all structured. It was drawn out for like a 2-year period of time. that this region would play this region, the runner-up this region. It was already in stone every year. There wasn't any drawing, and you knew in August who you, if you made it to the state tournament as a winner, who you would be playing. Of course, as the season went along, you knew which team you were going to be playing. And that's when we had the things where, once again, Clark Range comes up, where they threw a basketball game to get away from someone to give them a chance to make it to the finals of the state tournament. And that little deal cost the, I think, the entire state. That we went for 2 years where the fourth-place team out of the region stayed home. They didn't get to go to the state tournament. So that kind of took care of that for a little while. But, you know, these things happen. But this year, I knew that, I heard that, you know, you didn't have any chance to even be there or anything. I guess you've got to trust the folks in charge, haven't you?
Well, you know, once you get there, you're going to be playing somebody pretty good, you know, one way or the other.
And one thing, too, if you're going to win it, you've got to beat anybody that's there.
Yep.
And on the boys' side, luck would have it that I think the team that we, we beat the first round this year, the team we beat in the championship was the team that we were supposed to play in the first round last year. And we were like
That's number one and two last year. Yep.
So I told Coach Edwards they should have given him two gold balls because he actually won last year's state tournament also.
Yep.
But with that, let's see. I'm going to read off my birthdays and anniversaries, and we've got a few of those today. You know, we give away a birthday. Any of y'all got a birthday today? Nobody? So I can't put you in the drawing for an ice cream cake. But this week, we've got one of these names might be familiar to some of you all. We have Kenneth and Linda Hamilton celebrating an anniversary. Any of y'all have Miss Linda as a teacher? Some of you older ones may. I think she did some subbing down there, but they had an anniversary. And then also some of our birthdays. Miss Nelda McLaren celebrating a birthday. Miss Anna Eisenberg. And then also we have Cherish and David Pitcock celebrated a birthday. Cherish's birthday was on the 8th, and David's on the 9th, and David's on the 8th. And I guess maybe Grandma Crawley's in Sherman and Liz Brown. And then also Parker Donaldson celebrating a birthday. And got a call in for Ron Haston celebrating his birthday, and I kind of figured maybe if it was Ron's birthday, it would also be whose birthday? His twin brother, Don. So Ron and Don Haston celebrating a birthday today. With that, we'll use our highly sophisticated, non-computerized system and choose a winner of the birthday cake today. And we'll do that toward the end of the show. Right now, take a little short break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to let these young ladies talk a few minutes, Coach. Unless you've got anything important else.
No, that's okay.
Okay. We'll swap up and let one of them move over in your chair there, and we'll talk to the young ladies here for a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Back, everyone. It's great to be back here real quickly. And we moved Coach Walker off away from the microphone a few minutes. And I'd really like to thank him for getting the girls up here this morning. And I guess, did y'all have to get permission from Miss Tia to come? And,
No.
So y'all, since y'all are kind of elitist now. Okay. Katie, tell us a little bit about this season. What's your thoughts on it?
At first, it was definitely a lot different because we didn't get to have all the summer camps and the games. And it was kind of a relief we didn't have to do two-a-days and have a bunch of conditioning and practicing during the summer. But it was definitely different starting out, especially with no fans. That makes a big difference. Once you have the fans, it really gets the momentum going when everybody's cheering. And
okay, now let me ask you a question, or you girl, any of you chime in on. What do you think about the way basketball is now? You know, and it's 11 month, 2 weeks job for you girls. Do you think maybe it might have been a little beneficial to you girls to get a little bit of rest this summer, and your energy level at the end of the season was still maybe just as good, or just peaking at the end of the season this year? Because sometimes you get leg weary along about Christmas, and you're not jumping hardly as high, but you think you are. Do you think that may have been? What do you think about that, Lyle? Do you think that might have made a little bit of difference this year, that your energy level stayed higher this whole season?
Definitely, because, like, kind of towards Christmas, you know, you're kind of getting tired. You've been going for nonstop for, like, 4 months or so. And then, I mean, I think this season without, like, the summer camps and the two-a-days and whatever, and we still made it this far, I think that's incredible, like, not having all that and getting this far, too.
And I'm sure, Bradley, you move over to that microphone just a little bit. Now, I know Bryony was a very, very important part of this team. She was our low post player that sometimes got the drift out and shoot a three. Now, how about you, Bryony? How did you feel during this entire season? Did you feel more energetic? And
No, I honestly didn't.
So you just kind of played the Bryony.
Yeah. I guess the biggest difference for me was the fans coming back is when my game really improved.
So you enjoy performing for a group?
Oh yeah.
any of you not enjoy performing for a whole bunch of people?
It made me nervous. It is my first year playing for a bunch of people.
Okay, so it was different. It was when you were in elementary school.
Yeah.
And a big crowd. There was maybe a couple of hundred people. And
well, I think the first time we played Pitch County at home is that when we opened up.
Yeah.
Bella walked up beside me. She said, "There's a lot of people here."
And okay, now, girls, with the inter-team competition between you and the other schools, is there anybody that you really enjoy beating more than others? I know you want to beat Clark Range every year and Pickett every year. Are there any teams that you kind of feel special toward that you just like to kick their butt?
Definitely Pickett and Clark Ranger. Top two high that we like to beat is Red Bull and yeah.
Okay, now Red Bull is an old traditional. Of course, at one time they were one of the powerhouses, and they're still pretty good and look like they may be one of these teams that's kind of improving a little bit. And now down on the far next to the end there, I'm going to let Rachel go first, and I'm going to let Miss Smith join in with her here as our third senior. Rachel, as a four-year starter, kind of describe, you know, the differences of maybe the pressure on you as a player this year and in years past.
freshman year and sophomore year, you know, I played with, like, Kimsey and Taylor and all them, and you had, like, other players around you that you knew they were going to score and stuff. And my job freshman year and sophomore year, I got the ball two of them, you know. And junior and senior year, I had to start scoring myself because we lost two good scorers, you know.
Pretty so good scorers.
I didn't just have to dribble the ball anymore. I had to score also.
Okay, did that pressure make you nervous or did it make you proud to be able to do it?
Both, I guess.
Okay.
You know, it's good to be able to play with players that can score for you because, you know, you don't have to do as much work, but it's good to feel that you accomplish yourself. You can
okay,
do it
yourself, you know, that load didn't feel too heavy on your back then.
No.
Okay, now, as a sub and a senior, how important was she to you all?
Very. You know, when Briley, like as a post, gets in foul trouble, you need somebody else to
Did that ever happen?
Yes, a lot. Briley almost got throughout some games, too. So, you know, when you don't have a post to go back in either.
You mean she has a temper or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, now, practice players. Pretty good group of girls to practice against this year, weren't they?
Yes.
Probably our practice players, maybe had they been on the team by themselves, they might have finished maybe third or fourth in this district. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
And, I mean, what was she like in practice?
She killed Briley every single time. It would make Briley so mad. I think that our practice players really got us to where we were today. Because if you don't have good practice players, I mean, you're just practicing by yourself and you don't know how the competition is for games coming.
Okay, now, I'm going to ask, you know, this, with being a senior and being a non-starter, what gave you the drive to stick it out and say, you know, I'm going to do what I can to help my team? Tell us a little bit about that feeling.
I love being with the girls, so I was not going to just, you know, quit. And I love being there for them, and it helped me push through because I knew that we could get this far. And it didn't hurt me not to be started.
Okay. How many of y'all thought that you would make it to the state tournament this year? Hands up that actually thought. So part of y'all were, and Coach says he definitely was. And well, what gave you that feeling, Katie?
I mean, we lost one girl last year. She was a sub. And I thought she really held the team together. But a lot of the freshmen coming up, Bella, Hallie, and some more of them, they really stepped up, and I think me, Rachel, Hannah, and Briley and Eliza, I think we all stepped up, and I think we knew what we needed to do to get it done.
And you did. Mm-hmm. Again, what about you, Rachel, on that? I mean, you know, like I said, you guys have been here for 4 years. Katie, I think you started most games for all 4 years. And I can't remember that much about your freshman year. That's been a few years ago. I know Rachel kind of walked in as a point guard because if it was a position had to be, and she just happened to be here at the right time. You know, your feeling on that, on the 4 years that the, I guess the advancement the team's made, going through, as you said, you know, I know it had to be a terrible feeling of loss when you lose the two greatest scorers probably in the history of the program, and you're coming back the next year. And your thoughts at the beginning?
At the beginning, you know, you think that it's going to be a struggle, you know. But then you have to think yourself, well, I want to make it as far as like they did with us, you know. So in the years, I think we grew a lot. Junior year, I think it was a growing pain for us, you know. But coming back my senior year, I think we have the most talented players in the district, like the whole team, not just the first five, you know. So I think that's why we made it as far as we did.
Good tip.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, the kind of in our district here, our coaches, some of them have played against each other for 30 years, and they kind of know each other. And maybe there might be a little bit of advantage, the fact that Coach Walker hadn't been around that long, and they don't know exactly what to expect out of him every time. But, you know, when Pickett and Birdstown play, those two guys have been coaching against each other for 40 years. And, you know, they kind of know what each other is going to do. And the ultimate surprise probably, the first game in the state tournament, you guys come in as probably a 12 to 15 point underdog. What do you think happened down there? Anybody? Rachel, what do you think happened that day?
The first game, I think we all knew that we was going to win coming into it. You know, you're nervous. You know, you come out of that tunnel and you never played there before. And then you get out there on the floor and everybody's watching, all the lights are shining on you. I think all of us as a team just knew that we was going to win, even though that we were suspected not to.
Okay, and I think I can remember somewhere along the line someone, I don't know where they, someone that was doing the play-by-play or something or other, said these folks had never heard of Rachel Copas and Katie Arnn before, I don't believe, because you guys had something that you hadn't had, I don't think, maybe your entire careers, and that was you went out there and played, I guess, just freelance, have fun basketball, and it showed you were having fun, and it was showed that you were successful at that. And I think maybe your guys' attitude rubbed off on Liza, it rubbed off on Briley, it rubbed off on the other people around you. And it seemed like you girls just had all kinds of fun that when you went on the floor. These folks ain't never seen us before. Let's show them who we are. Okay, well, you know what we haven't done? We haven't let each one of you girls introduce yourselves to the folks. Start with Katie and hand a microphone down. Let everybody kind of introduce themselves. Katie, tell the folks you are who now?
I'm Katie Arms.
And what are you going to be doing next year?
I'm going to Freed Hardeman to play basketball.
Okay, now next up we've got...
I'm Eliza Jenkins, and next year I'll be a senior at high school.
If you pass everything this year.
Indeed.
Okay. And what about next down there is?
I'm Riley Burchett, and I'll be a junior next year.
And next?
I'm Bella Ashlock, and I'll be a sophomore next year.
And there?
I'm Rachel Copas, and I'm going to Ball State, I think.
Do you have a career in mind?
Yeah, I want to be a preschool kindergarten teacher.
That's a pretty good job. And there?
I'm Hannah Raines, and I'm going to Ball State next year, and I'll be going to be an RN.
See, I believe Hannah's mother was my statistician and scorebook keeper in high school. Is that right? And sometimes, Hannah, you can ask her if she ever got any technical fouls at Cumberland County, Kentucky. I know you know that story. Yeah, that's a neat story. They made us change jerseys up there. The visiting team that came in, and at that time, our team didn't wear the same numbers and jerseys. They just picked up a number and put it on and wore it. And so they told us we had to change jerseys. And, of course, being a very good scorekeeper, she always had the book filled out, numbers correct, and everything there. For the black jerseys, they made us change to white, and our entire starting team had their own number on. 5 technical fouls to start the ball game.
Oh, my God.
But she's a great young lady who was a very tremendous, tremendous help to our basketball team, our boys' basketball team. Well, let's see. I'm going to think of just a second. I know, girls, anybody, what's your plans for next year? What are your predictions next year for the team? What do you think?
I mean, after this year, we have no excuse not to go just as far with the season and all the conditions that we had. So, I mean, I hope to be right back where we were.
Okay. Are you going to spend your summer playing ball a little this summer?
I'm going to be golfing this year. Yeah.
Okay. Katie, playing softball. Okay. Briley?
I'm basketball year round.
Oh, so you're just basketball. You're not playing softball or anything like that?
No, I play volleyball.
Oh, yeah, I do remember seeing you play volleyball. Miss Ashlock, what about you this summer? Are you going to spend time in camp and...
Most of the time it's basketball, but I played volleyball last year.
I think I remember seeing you play volleyball a couple of times. And of course, Rachel's will be going to Ball State, and she's going to wind up being a kindergarten teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to come back to Clay County, or are you going to move on?
I hope so.
Kind of like this place, don't we?
Yeah.
And down there, Hannah. We didn't get your proposed career. What are you going to look?
I want to be an RN. In the trauma field.
That's a pretty tough field right now. But it's also a very, very lofty idea of things to do. Well, girls, it's been a pleasure having you guys here this morning with me. And I hope to have you back next year along about this same time. And except next year, maybe we'll be talking about one or two more ball games that you've won toward the end of the season. So, like I said, it's been a pleasure watching you guys. And I know you guys had fun playing, and I know you'll miss Kate and Rachel, but I think there are some folks there that can maybe fill in. And girls, I know it's hate to think you can be replaced, but you probably will get replaced next year. See, I know over in Kentucky, they allowed I think maybe their athletes one more year playing over there. Wouldn't that have been nice?
Sure.
Did you girls know that? That they granted them one more year of eligibility in high school? That would have been nice. But that would have, slowed down your getting out in your careers and getting married and getting on with your lives. That would have been kind of a detriment, you think? Oh, you don't think so? Well, Coach, ladies, it's been a pleasure having you guys here this morning. And we've got to get the softball folks over here sometime before long and let them talk about the softball season this year. With that, we're going to take a little short break. And I think Mr. Paul Boyce is out there. He's got something to talk about, fly fishing or something, for a few minutes. But
I went fly fishing with him once.
Did you like it?
I wasn't very good at it, but we tried.
With that, we'll take a little short break. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. I don't know, the changes inside the room here have been drastic. We traded some good-looking young ladies, and got Mr. Paul Boyce here with me this morning.
Oh, man.
Well, he keeps saying he's an elderly. Well, I don't know if we want to call him an elderly gentleman or not, but he's here this morning, and I know that, Paul, you're involved with a special event that's coming up. Is it this weekend?
No, it'll be next Tuesday, the 13th of April.
And that event is?
Well, we're going to have a workshop, and the workshop has been some interest in some of the things that we do to catch fish with the lures, not only for the river, which is primarily where I fish, but also the lake as well. And I've even had one time guy came up to me. He says, "I'd like to have one of those things." I said, "Sure," and I gave him one. And I saw him about 2 weeks later, and I said, "Well, how did it?" He said, "Oh, you can't believe how many frogs I caught with that thing." And he was using a long stick without thinking. And he's catching frogs with it. Anyway, but this workshop is primarily to do lures that are used, that will be used for fishing, and we'll be using feathers. Fly will be using feathers and fur and rubber and plastic and all sorts of things.
So this is a bait production.
A bait production
class.
We've got, I've got at least one, maybe three will be total, who are professional or tires who have tied in the past. And so we're asking we're inviting others who would like to watch us do this and participate. We have enough materials that everyone can be involved in it and enough vices that they can tie with.
Well, you know, we just jumped into this, and I just said, come in and have a seat, Paul. This is Mr. Paul Boyce, who has been here in Clay County for how many years now?
I came here in 68.
In 68.
You said 40 years?
Yes.
Been every bit of 40 years.
It's been a pretty good while ago.
Pretty good while ago.
And I think a farmer.
Did some farming, raised a little broccoli, tomatoes. Worked with scouting for almost 30 years.
And that's, of course, with your sons.
Yep.
That were in both, scouting.
Both of those.
And I know your wife, Phyllis.
County home agent.
Was the home agent here for a number of years.
Yeah.
And you came down here from?
I actually came in from India when I first came here.
Okay, so what were you doing over there?
I was with Peace Corps.
In the Peace Corps.
Raising fish.
You may be the first actual living Peace Corps member that we've ever had on here.
Probably.
And for those of you that don't remember that, exactly what
Peace Corps,
was that?
Peace Corps is still going. It's just not as big as it originally was. I was involved in southern India in a place called Andhra Pradesh or Andhra State. And it was a really, really large area. In fact, so large, about 2 years ago, they divided the state up like they did over in Clay County to make another place. And it wasn't because of the size, it was because of language. Almost all of the eastern portion of the state were all Telugu speakers, and all western were all Hindi speakers. And so there were some political problems, and so they divided the area up production-wise, fishing, rice farming, sugar, and believe it or not, lots and lots of roses. Roses for rose oil, and also, believe it or not, a friend of mine who is now passed away, who was from Texas, she continued to work with some of the Indian farmers in the area to do mangoes. In fact, a lot of the mango syrup that you have at Dairy Queen and wherever is from India.
Okay, now, the Peace Corps itself, I believe that was President Kennedy?
It was under Kennedy, yeah.
Started that.
Yeah.
And just exactly, how did you get in the Peace Corps?
I graduated from high school, needed something to do, so I spent 5 years with the Forest Service in Idaho fighting forest fires, and then what do you do after that, after college? I don't know. The Army was there, and they called me up and says, when he finally looked at me, he says, Mr. Boyce, he said, I'm sorry, we can't take you. So I thought, well, what am I going to do? There's nothing around here I can do. And I had started to work with TWRA, but I'd been making more money with Forest Service. So I thought, well, I'll look. And the Peace Corps was a possibility because I traveled all over as a child with my parents. I traveled all over the United States. And so it was an opportunity.
Okay, why were your parents traveling around?
My mother was half gypsy. That's the reason.
But my age and your age, you know, the Peace Corps, it was an option for, I guess, young folks that didn't have a direction.
And I would agree.
And it kind of directed them into something, and I guess you would say that it was absolutely a life-changing experience.
By all means. I went from Republican to Democrat.
I know we heard lots about the Peace Corps, and I know the Peace Corps worked all over the world. But like I said, this is the first time we've actually had one here, and I know we talked about something there about the language. So many problems throughout our world get on my soapbox here, are caused by folks that aren't real smart when they make political and physical divisions in place and try to throw two groups of people together when it just don't work.
I agree with you. Totally agree with you.
But okay, now let's get back where we're.
Let's go back to fly time.
Okay, now I know you are a fly fisherman.
I'm a fly fisherman. Have been that way since about 30 years or better.
And I think one of the young ladies looked out the door and said, "Well, I did go fishing with Mr. Boyce once. That was Liza Jenkins." She said, "I really wasn't very good," and I think maybe since she wasn't very good, she may have kind of given up on it. And fly fishing, you can't give up on, can you?
It's not. All fishing is somewhat of an art, and fly fishing is a completely different type of lure throwing because the lures, the majority of the time, are just too small to be thrown with traditional fishing rods, and so the rods are relatively long, and you're throwing the line and not necessarily throwing the bug, and so the bug kind of follows with the line.
Now, that's a question that I was going to ask, you know, because, you know, when you go with fishing with an open face,
sure.
Fishing boat, bait caster and things, you've got weight out there to put the bait where you want it to go.
That's correct.
But the art to fly fishing is, as you said, that we see that great big old, look like a rope on the end of it there compared to a
fly rod. Fly rods vary in size from a double aught, which is an extremely small rod, usually about 6.5 feet long, that's about the size of a pencil. And those are a lot of Europe and European areas are using them. And then they go all up to a 15, which is used for tarpon.
And usually the fly fishing, you're using a bait that is, and in a lot of instances, that's imitating a moth
or
some type of fly, which weighs just a very few ounces.
So think about this way. You look at your little finger and realize that the bugs that you're throwing are smaller than the nail of your little finger. And in most cases, especially on the Obi or anywhere on the water, most of the fish are all caught below the surface. It's in fast water where you've got a creek running or a river running fast that you want to use a fly, and you're trying to present that fly to a fish that's looking upstream as the water goes past them. And so they're opportunity fishermen. But in many cases with our lures that we use, they run right along the bottom or right along in the water column.
And I do know that places in Montana, Idaho, as you
I
said earlier.
Montana, Idaho.
That have ideal, and of course it draw people from everywhere them to fly fish there. What about fly fishing in this area?
I've caught my biggest fish here.
Okay, and I know that we have our little freshwater stream coming out of the fish hatchery that kind of emulates some of those streams that are out in
correct.
The West.
Most of the work is being done for trout fishing, and the streams are all going in East Tennessee because we don't have, basically from the Cumberland River where we are here, west.
All right, we got to wrap up.
Right.
I told you we'd need more than 15 minutes.
It'll be April 12th, this coming
Tuesday.
7 o'clock at the church, at Methodist Church Activity Center.
All righty, so we've got that now. Real quickly, give me a number between 1 and 8.
1 and 8, 4.
Yeah. So you went right for the middle, huh?
What have you got for?
It looks like Cherish Pitcock has won the Cape today.
Bless her heart.
And you can come over by the chamber and pick that up. And with that, we got to say goodbye. I told you I didn't allot you enough time.
And thank you for the time.
I enjoyed having you here. And we're going to come back again one day. We're going to talk more about
Peace Corps. What we did.
And some more on fly fishing. But with that, I guess it's time we've got everything shut down here, and we'll say we'll meet you again here, if good Lord willing, here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, same time, same channel next week. And until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Good day.